This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurated India's first overseas Jan Aushadhi Kendra in Mauritius yesterday. He was joined by Mauritius Prime Minister Pravind Kumar Jagnauth during the inauguration. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said this Aushadhi Kendra is the delivery of the promise made by Prime Minister Narendra Modi earlier this year. He further said the India-Mauritius Health Partnership Project will supply cost-effective made-in-India medicines to augment public health care and enhance well-being. Earlier, the External Affairs Minister inaugurated the MediClinic project at Grand Bois in Mauritius with Indian grant assistance, calling it the newest expression of our friendship. Speaking at the inauguration of the project, Dr. Jaishankar said the initiative will provide secondary health care for 16,000 people in the Grand Bois area. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day official visit to Bhutan from tomorrow. It will be his first visit abroad after taking over as the Foreign Secretary. During the visit, the Foreign Secretary will call on the Prime Minister, Minister of Foreign Affairs and External Trade, and meet his Bhutanese counterpart and other senior officials of the Royal Government of Bhutan. The two Foreign Secretaries will also co-chair the India-Bhutan Development Cooperation Talks. The Supreme Court is hearing a batch of petitions today related to the NEET-OG 2024 controversy. On July the 11th, the top court had adjourned the hearing as the responses of the Centre and the National Testing Agency, NTA, were yet to be received by some parties. A bench of Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra will hear over 40 petitions. These also include petitions filed by the NTA seeking transfer of cases pending against it in various high courts on the NEET UG Rao to the Supreme Court to avoid multiplicity of litigations. Justice Nong Mei Kapam Koteshwar Singh and Justice R. Mahadevan today took oath as judges of the Supreme Court. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud administered the oath to both the judges. Before his elevation to the apex court, Justice Nong Mei Kapam Koteshwar Singh was Chief Justice of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh High Court. Justice R. Mahadevan was judge of Madras High Court. In Chhattisgarh, two jawans of the Special Task Force were killed in an attack by Maoists late last night. Four jawans have been injured in the incident. According to the information received, the Maoists triggered an IED targeting the Special Task Force team when the team was conducting operations against Maoists on the border of Bijapur and Sukma districts of the state. The injured jawans are being airlifted. In Oman, search and rescue operations are ongoing for the remaining crew members of the oil tanker Prestige Falcon, which capsized near the port town of Dukm in Oman. So far, 10 crew members have been located, with 9 found alive and 1 tragically deceased. Among the 9 found alive were 8 Indians and 1 Sri Lankan. The search continues for the remaining 6 crew members. In Bangladesh, the Coordination Committee of the Quota Reform Movement today called for a peaceful, complete shutdown across the country to push their demand for reform in the quota system and to protest the attacks on student protesters. They declared a nationwide shutdown except hospitals and other emergency services. In Jammu and Kashmir, two soldiers were injured in an encounter with terrorists in a forest village of Doda district early this morning. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the encounter took place at Jaddanbata village in Kastigarh area when terrorists opened fire on a temporary security camp established in a government school for the search operations. They said security forces retaliated and the exchange of fire between the two sides continued for more than an hour, during which two soldiers suffered minor injuries. United States President Joe Biden is facing increasing pressure to quit the presidential election race as he tested positive for COVID-19. The influential Democratic Party leader and representative for California, Adam Schiff, has publicly asked President Biden to quit the race. In Swedish Open tennis, India's number one ranked player Sumit Nagal will face world number 36 Mariano Navone of Argentina in the men's singles round of 16 today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.